following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Behind every great coach is a great and ever-evolving, game-changing playbook. That's why at Buffalo Wild Wings, we've created the B-Dub Sauce Lab. Here, we're hard at work concocting, crafting, and innovating brand-new mouth-watering flavors, from sweet to sizzling to downright scorching. Each sauce will be released one by one throughout the year, and they'll be anything but predictable, like any great playbook. Visit BuffaloWildWings.com/SauceLab to find out which limited-time sauce is in store now, because they won't be here forever. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings. Beer. Sports.
Hi folks, Terry Bradshaw here. Fan Appreciation Day is every day for my friends over at Ferguson. With Ferguson's Pro Plus program, not only do you get discounts on services that help you manage and promote your company, but you can score points for cool stuff like sports gear, gadgets, trips, and more. Best of all, it's free to enroll, and you get 1,500 points for just signing up. Visit Ferguson.com and get in the game. When completions count, connect with Ferguson.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria Anzoretska, you know, though, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that's just it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to a Thursday edition of the Doug and Daddy Show. Flying solo today as we watch the Masters. The opening round coverage begins at 1 o'clock this afternoon here on ESPN Radio, taking you throughout the remainder of the afternoon. Jonas Blix right now at 4-under. How about my man Miguel Angel Jimenez? He is at 3-under. Kevin Stadler, Fred Couples, Bill Haas, they are all at 2-under par. And Stadler, one of the first groups out, so he's got a chance, he and Blix, to post the early number here today. We'll keep you up to date on the leaderboard at the Masters. Still some of the big names yet to tee off, like Phil Mickelson. He is in the next to last group today. Rory McIlroy, early 1-under. Adam Scott is also on the course in the 78th edition of the Masters. Glad to have you along with us today. Coming up, we're going to talk a little baseball. We'll chat with UNK coach Damon Day. They're playing at home tonight, and we'll talk about that. Also, John Anderson, Minnesota baseball coach, is going to be joining us at the bottom of the hour to preview their series with Nebraska. Both Minnesota and Nebraska beaten last night. The Huskers had their 5-game winning streak snapped by Kansas State. Kansas State has been a thorn in the Huskers' side since leaving the Big 12, and they win again last night 10-6, and then South Dakota State beat Minnesota 13-4. That was at South Dakota State. Nebraska coming in with a record of 20-14. Minnesota is 17-11, and they are 5-4 in Big Ten Conference play, and they've got a really good Friday night starter on the Minnesota staff that has been getting them off to good starts all season long, and so we will talk with Coach Anderson about that, and Crawford, the young man's name from Minnesota, that is their Friday night starter leading the way for the Golden Gophers. Alec Crawford, we'll talk about him as well. Of course, the Lopers playing baseball and softball this week. The Loper baseball team is at home, and it's game day, so he's in his office preparing, and that's Damon Day. Well, hello, Coach.
Hello, Doug. I do have an office.
I know you got an office.
You make it sound like I just kind of freelance and, you know, just kind of do my thing. But, nope, it's definitely office day since it's a game day.
I've seen the office. It's plush.
It is plush. I am very fortunate to the generous donors here to the University of Nebraska County that I definitely do have a nice office.
Well, we've got, now before I talk a little baseball with you here, you know, we're coming off the NCAA tournament and into the Masters. I know you like both of those.
Yes, Yes, you know, the tournament, I actually didn't even get to see the final game because I was out recruiting in Denver, but I have my DVR prepared for this weekend and the Masters, and actually the schedule change has nothing to do with the weather. It actually just has to do with I did not want to play on Sunday of the Masters. So that's why we moved up the schedule to Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and I just used the weather as a as an excuse for me to be able to watch the Masters on Sunday, because I'm going to watch Jason Day put on his first green jacket.
Oh, there's the pick. I'm surprised you're not playing at 9 a.m. Saturday, to be quite frank with you. I mean, you know, how much batting practice does a team actually need? Jason Day, huh?
Well, that's what I'm going to go with. I think his game, he's played well there. I think his game, I just think it suits him. I think it's time for him to win a major.
Well, I don't disagree. I like Jason Day, and it would not disappoint me if he did win the Masters. It'll be interesting if there's always these guys that play consistent. We talked about this throughout the week. There's these guys at the Masters that, hey, this is their course. They always play well. They're like Angel Cabrera, who's still 83rd in the world, but he plays well here. Mickelson plays well. Zach Johnson plays well. Oosthuizen has played pretty good there. Day, obviously, has done so. But there's always that one off year. They show it. Okay, here's the last 5 years. Tied second, fourth, tied third, 67th, and then second. So hopefully this isn't 67th for Jason Day. So.
You know, the thing that I find so amazing about all those guys that you just mentioned are shot makers. I mean, they can draw it, they can cut it, they can slice it, they can flop it. You know, you think about Bubba Watson and his, you know, imagery of shots, and I think that's what makes the Masters so cool is, as an avid golf fan, knowing how hard it is to pull off those types of shots, to see guys be able to work the ball left, right, up, down, low trajectory, ball flight. And I think that's why, like you're saying, certain guys play well, because I think the Augusta challenges you to make those shots.
Dude, all those things you just said, I can do. Just not on command. Just not on command. Not on command.
That's the difference. We can all do those things, but can we do it on command?
Well, let's get to business here. You do have Washburn coming in. Just about every series seems to be key. Update the folks on, I mean, Washburn is right there with you guys, almost identical regular season and conference records. Where you're sitting in the standings, where the rest of the league is, where are we sitting right now?
You know, we're two games out of ninth place, and we're two games out of third place, and so we're right in the middle. And you know, we haven't made a run. We've just kind of been fighting and clawing just to kind of stay even with where we're at. And obviously, because of some of the injuries that we've had, I'm extraordinarily proud of our young men for doing that and battling. But you know, we went down to Northeastern and had an opportunity to come out a little bit better, but just couldn't quite hang on at the end. And that's what playoff baseball is, and that's probably, you know, in all sports, it comes down to a play here or a play there, and baseball comes down to a pitch and at bat, a routine play that you don't make and runs into something bigger. And so, you know, we were able to salvage a split last weekend against Northeastern, and you know, didn't play very good baseball throughout the entire weekend, but still kind of found a way to win. And so we're just still really struggling to find consistency. And that's why I think, you know, when we're playing well, we're winning games. And when we're not playing well, we're really struggling to find a way to change the tide or change the momentum. And I think that's going to be the key for us this weekend versus Washburn is, you know, how do we handle the ebb and flow of a weekend series? Because if we come out like gangbusters, we've played pretty well. The problem that we run into is if we kind of start off slow, we haven't been able to kind of get ourselves going. And you know, Washburn, they're going to pitch it. They're going to bring in, you know, tonight and tomorrow, you're going to see probably two of the best arms in the MIAA. And you know, we're known for hitting, and that's what we've prided ourselves on. And so it's going to be a good matchup. And unfortunately, the experts always say good pitching stops good hitting. But I always say is that competitive hitters learn how to get to any type of pitching. So it's going to be an exciting weekend for us starting tonight at 6 p.m.
And you got some special events planned this weekend.
Yes, without a doubt. Tomorrow night was supposed to be the start of the series, but we moved it up to Thursday night tonight at 6 p.m., like I said. And, you know, we'd love to have a good crowd here. It's going to be a beautiful night. It's going to be our first night game. And then tomorrow night we have a doubleheader starting at 3 p.m., and the second game will not start till 6 p.m., no matter what time that first game gets over with, because we have Military Appreciation Night. And obviously, what the military has done for us and what the services have done for us in the country and to protect our freedoms. And you can go into people who are way more eloquent about speaking what it just means and what the military mean to us. But in our own humble way, we just want to recognize them. So we'll be in our camo uniforms. And obviously it's something near and dear to me, as my brother is also he's a police officer. And so it's kind of the police officers, firefighters, all those people that keep us safe on a day in and day out basis and culminating with military. So there'll be an honor guard at 6 p.m. And then we're it's Fire Prevention Month. So we're bringing out Smokey the Bear to throw first pitch tomorrow night.
Sweet.
And so he'll be in the stands to meet young people and do all that good thing. So and then the series ends up on Saturday at noon. So we just wanted to get on the air today and invite as many people to come out this weekend and catch some Loper baseball.
Really good chance to catch Loper baseball starting at 6 tonight, doubleheader tomorrow at 3, Saturday at noon. Smokey Bear's worth it all tomorrow night coming out for Military Appreciation Night. Damon, anything else before I let you get back to watching the Masters?
No, Doug, I appreciate the opportunity to get on and just hope we see a lot of people on the stands tomorrow night at 6 for Military Appreciation Night. Come out and show your – and if you're a veteran or in the military, please come on out. We'd love to have you.
Zach Johnson's 4-7.
Uh-oh.
That's exactly what I think. So I can crumple up one of these sheets of paper and deposit that in the trash. Well, we'll see how it all plans out. Hey, folks, and again, Damon, military folks are invited to come out. Anything else that they need to know if they want to come out and wear a uniform or wear their jackets, wear something that symbolizes their service time?
We would love to have them come on out and take advantage of this night and just like I said, a humble way for the University of Nebraska County Baseball Program to show our appreciation for military members, firefighters, police officers. We'd love to have you out here tomorrow night.
All right.
Tonight, come on out. Make it a twofer.
Yeah, you bet. All right, buddy. Have a good weekend. Let's bring home some wins.
Thanks, Doug.
See you, Damon. Damon Day, head baseball coach, University of Nebraska at Kearney. Their series with Washburn gets underway tonight, 6 o'clock. And again, big doings on tomorrow night for the second game of the doubleheader at 6 o'clock. So thanks to Damon for joining us here. Taking a look back at the leaderboard, not much has changed here. Jonas Blixt has picked up a bogey, so now he and Miguel Jimenez are tied at 3 under par. And as we said, 4 over for Zach Johnson, one of the perennial favorites after winning that first Master. It looks like Stuart Sink will be the first one in to post a score, and he is at even par as he plays the 18th. Adam Scott and Rory McIlroy 1 under after their first few holes, as is Brant Snedeker, Steve Stricker, Webb Simpson, among some of the bigger names that are setting at 1 under par. We're going to take a break. Coming up around the corner, Mike Davis, Nebraska Danger. They play one game in 3 weeks. It's sandwiched in a couple of byes, but it's home against Texas. And are they getting healthy? We'll find out next.
People from all around are talking about how the new Refirm Now is changing their lives forever.
I lost 79 pounds. My energy has increased and I'm even more toned.
I believe this is the perfect product to give you the energy and motivation to lose weight. I actually cut my body fat in half.
Refirm Now is the biggest weight loss breakthrough in years. Helps with stress, more energy, fat burning, your appetite, and the best body toning ingredients.
I have never felt better. Just take the step and get to complete nutrition.
So if you want the strongest fat burner to hit the market since ephedrine, you need Refirm Now. Found only at Complete Nutrition. If you lose more than 10 pounds in 10 days, please contact your Complete Nutrition consultant.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Look, feel, perform better. Complete Nutrition.
Hi, it's the Herd. Spring is here. Now it's the time to celebrate. Birthdays, anniversaries, Easter, with a bright, beautiful seasonal bouquet from 1-800-Flowers.com. Best quality, best value, trust 1-800-Flowers.com. And when it comes to spring flowers, everybody thinks of tulip. But 1-800-Flowers.com has an abundant bouquet of tulips perfect for this time of the year. It's called the Spring Tulip Bouquet. Full, vibrant bouquet of 30 multicolored tulips. I already have it at home. Gorgeous. Limited time. 1-800-Flowers.com's got a very special offer. Order 30 tulips, and it'll come with a free box of chocolates. That's over $25 off the regular price. Order it now. 1-800-Flowers.com. from your desktop or your mobile device. Click on the radio mic upper right side and enter Colin. That's 1-800-Flowers.com, enter Colin. Or call 1-800-Flowers and mention my first name. Spring, hallelujah, is finally here.
So you work late, golf, played ball, whatever. You're thinking,
if I could just a great happy hour, I've got something good to eat after 10 at night.
Well, Jersey says come on in Monday through Thursday, 9 to 11, and enjoy late night happy hour for everyone who wishes they hadn't missed happy hour. And they're serving food till 11.
Seriously, why didn't I think of this?
Jersey Sports Bar, your true neighborhood sports bar where the grill and the game are always on North 2nd Avenue, Vista Point Shopping Center.
A mix of clouds and sunshine develops across the area today. May even see an isolated sprinkle in some spots early. Otherwise, look for a high at about 68, with north winds 10 to 20. Tonight, we'll see a chance for isolated showers at the low at 42. Right now, it's 54.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, opening day of the Masters 2014. Connecticut, of course, finishes number one in the USA Today Coaches Women's Basketball poll. Nebraska was placed 17th after the second-best record in school history at 26-7. We're going to talk a little Nebraska football here. They picked up a couple of oral commits last night, both from Omaha. Omaha North offensive lineman Michael Decker and Omaha Central defensive end Deshaun Neal. They are the 8th and 9th recruits for the Husker class. Now, as far as Neal, he committed to Nebraska over Ohio and South Dakota schools, also getting some offers and some thoughts from Oklahoma State and from Iowa. So Nebraska picks up a couple of more, and it's a big weekend that we'll talk more about tomorrow. Steve Sipple, the Lincoln Journal Star, will preview the spring game, and we'll talk about that on tomorrow's show. The Huskers finished up practice yesterday. The spring game is at 2 o'clock on Saturday. Well, also on Saturday night, the Nebraska Danger get back on the field, take on the Texas Revolution at the Heartland Events Center, and the head coach of the Danger, Mike Davis, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Good morning, sir.
How are you?
You got the Masters on in the background?
I got the Masters on one screen on my laptop and film on the TV.
Which one's more intriguing?
No comment. The Masters is kind of boring right now, actually.
Well, we'll get her. A lot of
big scores.
We'll get her fired up. This is a quirk in the schedule. How is that affecting? Because I know in the past we always talk that this is kind of that time of the year where you may be moving players, and not because you want to, but they're getting opportunities or other players are open. Just one game in 3 weeks. So how are you looking at this part of your schedule and what you're doing besides getting ready for this one game?
Well, you know, the bye week came last week came perfect just because we were so banged up. But, you know, we play this week and then we'll have Easter off. And then I already know we're going to lose three or four guys. We already lost one guy to the CFL. We're probably going to lose three or four more. And so, it kind of gives you a little more time to recruit and look at some guys that you want to try to bring in and to help the program.
What is, as far as guys that you're bringing in, where do you look to bring guys in, at least in this instance, if you already kind of know the positions you're looking for?
I have some agents that I deal with a bunch of agents that have clients, and, you know, there's a lot of guys that are thinking they're going to get drafted or something like that, and some guys come to the realization that they're not. You still have a lot of guys from LAT that just graduated last year that aren't in this year's draft class that you're still looking at that kind of have been holding out to try to get a free agent opportunity, and they're kind of – the window's closing on them, so they need to play and show teams that they've been active. So that's probably where I look the most.
Danger coach Mike Davis with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. I don't think a lot of fans, even real big-time sports and Danger fan, realize – that goes on behind the scenes. How much of a part of your day or week is that trying to hone your roster and talk to agents and keep your ear to the tracks with that?
Probably about 40%. I mean, you know, I get phone calls and emails every day from agents talking about they have this player and that player. I'm not a huge fan of turnover. We have a nice core group of guys that, that we have, and they all gel well together. So, you know, you got to kind of be selective about who you're bringing in to make sure that they're not going to mess up the team chemistry and so forth.
You have been, as you mentioned, very banged up. What is the situation for your team going into Saturday?
Well, fortunately enough, we get our quarterback back. So that's the biggest issue that we've had, you know, defensively, just kind of bumps and bruises. You know, Troy Evans, our running back, still won't play this week. Rainier Rackley will take his spot again. And then Marcus Barnett's still a couple weeks away. Piper Jordan's back. You know, like I said, we lost Chip Reeves to the Edmonton Eskimos. So, you know, we're about as healthy as we've been in a while, but we're still kind of banged up. So, you know, it would be nice to try to get a win Saturday and then have another week to really heal up for this long stretch coming home.
What do you think about your team's play through the first six games?
You know, we've played well at times, but we haven't really been consistent offensively. You know, defensively, we've played okay, but we've given up some big plays. You know, so we got to work on that. But offensively, just with so many injuries, it's just hard to get a consistent group together that are going to perform. You know, you get receivers go down, and you put in another quarterback, and you know. Obviously, nobody takes the place of Jameel. So once that happens, you kind of look for other ways to be creative to try to score, and sometimes it doesn't work out.
4-2, Texas is only 2-2. They've only got four games in the book right now. What's the story with them?
You know, they had a lot of turnover. They won the first game against Cedar Rapids, and then they lost to us, and then they've won a couple against Green Bay and stuff like that. They lost to Wyoming, so. You know, a lot of talent on the football team. And realistically, if you look at them with what they're going on their side of the division, it's a must win for them. So, you know, I've been harping on that to the guys that if you take them lightly, they're going to come in here and don't be surprised if you get everything they got because they have to try to win the football game.
Is this, and do you know, is this the same team that you faced the first time?
They have about four new guys. I know they signed a new DB, a couple of new receivers, a veteran quarterback to be the backup to their young kid, Jimmy Coy. And, you know, they're just it's kind of when you back a dog into a corner, you know, he's got to come out fighting, and that's what we expect from them. It's, you know, obviously you try to win every game, but, you know, if they drop this one, they probably have slim to no chance to make the playoffs. So it's I mean, there's a lot of football still to be played, but I would hate to be three games down to the second-place team in your own division.
We're talking with Mike Davis, head coach of the Nebraska Danger. They'll host Texas Saturday night at the Heartland Event Center at 7 o'clock. Mike, of the wall you had these guys down when you don't have when you can't keep a deep roster and you know you're going to be moving some guys here, has there been a player or two that has stepped up with the opportunity given to them or somebody that will have to step up as the second half begins?
Yeah, you know, we have a couple young receivers. Jacob Payne's one of them that you know, he's going to have to step up and play well. You know, up front, our O-line has been playing well. But in the secondary, guys just need to step up and count. We just got to tighten up a few things.
And as far as any new injuries, are you okay there going into this week?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're probably as good to go as we can be. Obviously, we have one more practice today, and we'll figure out the fine-tune some things. But besides that, yeah, we're ready to roll.
And finally, this will be the midway point for your team. What do you think of the league as a whole? Who's strong? Where do you see yourself fitting midway through the season?
I mean, I would say we're one of the top three or four teams. I mean, you know, obviously Sioux Falls still holds the crown, and they're going to hold the crown until somebody knocks them off. And, you know, Cedar Rapids is playing well. Colorado just beat us. But, you know, we've only had a full complement of our team, but really the one first half of Tri-Cities, and then kind of people kind of saw glimpses of what we could do then. So hopefully we'll get that back, and we'll be a force to be reckoned with down the stretch.
Mike just got an email from one of the listeners here. Trent wants to know if the NFL draft being moved back about a month affects who you're able to bring in to finish out your season.
Yeah, a little bit. You know, you get some of those guys normally when the draft is what used to be, I think, what, the 20 or the 15th or whatever, because it was right after my birthday. And it was
you know, it was a lot easier. Guys think they're getting drafted or instant free agent call. Well, when they don't, they want to get somewhere and play. So, you know, it kind of postpones things a little bit. But I mean, you know, it's part of the game, and there's so many good football players out there, not just in this draft class, that are looking for opportunities.
And talk about the atmosphere when there is live horse racing and a home game over there. You've went through this now a few times, but this year it hasn't mixed and matched perfectly for you guys. But what's it like when you get the double dip?
It's great. You know, you get people over there that are betting on horses and having a good time and drinking all day, and then they come and it makes for a rowdy environment. You know, we're looking forward to, you know, hopefully having the same type of crowd this weekend. You know, it always helps when it's nicer weather.
Now, it is Pink Out Night for the Grace Foundation. Do you have something special picked out?
Yeah, my staff will be in something different. The players will be in something a little different, and it goes to a good cause. So we're willing to support whatever cause we can.
All right, buddy. Always a pleasure catching up with you. Best of luck Saturday night. We'll talk again soon.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Coach. Coach Mike Davis joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Again, you can find out a whole lot more going to Ticketmaster. Tickets for Saturday's game available at Area Pump and Pantries, the Heartland Event Center box office, or Ticketmaster. And it is pink merchandise. You can go to GetDangerGear.com to receive your gear in time for the game. This is Nebraska Danger Football coming up on Saturday night. We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Minnesota baseball coach, Hall of Famer John Anderson joins us around the corner.
Honestly, the first thing I thought was I might be out for a long time if I don't get this checked out, because I heard a pop in my ankle. And so I came here. It's like having a second set of coaches. They want you to get better, just like your coaches want you. They push you. It feels really, really good to get over something. It's kind of like winning a football game. It's something that you love the feeling of it, because you're back to 100% and then you're back to playing again.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with locations to serve you across central Nebraska.
Baseball season is in full swing. And guys, if you're into fantasy baseball, you'll want to hear this. These new one-day fantasy baseball leagues at FanDuel.com are the hottest thing in fantasy sports. At FanDuel, you play in one-day fantasy baseball leagues for real money with immediate cash payouts. And with no season-long commitment, you only play when you want. And you can pick a new team any day. And get this, there's a guy in Detroit named Chris Prince who's won over $535,000 playing at FanDuel. And he's not alone. Over 245,000 people have already won money playing in these one-day fantasy leagues at FanDuel.com. FanDuel is the leader in one-day fantasy baseball. It's so big that they're paying out up to $1 million in winnings every day during baseball season. And right now, FanDuel is giving you up to $200 free. That's right. For every dollar you deposit, FanDuel will match it up to $200. The only way to get up to $200 free is to go to FanDuel.com, click the microphone in the upper right corner, and use the promo code 9292. That's FANDUEL.com, promo code 9292.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options, but which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
A mix of clouds and sunshine develops across the area today. May even see an isolated sprinkle in some spots early. Otherwise, look for high at about 68, with north winds 10 to 20. Tonight, we'll see a chance for isolated showers at the low at 42. Right now, it's 54.
Doug and Daddy's show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Opening day of the Masters. Live coverage begins at 1 o'clock. I don't know what they, it's here on ESPN Radio. I don't know what Sandy Lyle has for breakfast the Thursday of the Masters lately, but he comes out red hot. He's 3-under, tied for the lead with Miguel Angel Jimenez and Jonas Blixt. Sandy Lyle, 3-under through four holes. And, I mean, it's not like he slopped something in from for a double eagle or anything like that. So there you go. Bad starts for a couple guys, as there always are. We told you Zach Johnson's 4-over. Angel Cabrera, the runner-up last year, 6-over. Through 11 holes. Well, the Nebraska baseball team will head to Minnesota, and as we always like to do, we preview our opponent and Hall of Fame coach of the Minnesota Golden Gophers, John Anderson, kind enough to join us here this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show. Both teams played last night. Both teams want to get a win tomorrow because they got rolled up last night. And Coach, thanks so much for the time. How are you this morning?
I'm fine, thank you.
Well, it's great to catch up with you. I want to ask you, because Nebraska's kind of in the same situation. We always know the importance of the midweek games to further the younger players, but when you're battling for RPI and you're battling for postseason position, when do those games start to become, I guess, more important to win than to just get your younger kids some playing time?
Well, it's a balancing act. It's a tough situation because we all have young players, and you only have 11.7 scholarships to recruit with, so it's not like you can recruit and have, you know, nobody's got 8 or 10 pitchers that can go out there and consistently perform at a high level, and I think it has to do with the age situation. So you have midweek games, and at times you're forced to put young players out there, and they're amateur players, and some days they pitch good, and some days they don't. Some days they play good, and some days they don't. And so I think it becomes a challenge at times because we're all trying to develop our younger players, but at the same time we're trying to win some games. So I think you see some of the inconsistency that goes on that's related to a couple of those factors. And when you're in the north and the season is so condensed, when you get an opportunity to play outside and play at home or at least in your region of the country, you want to play. So these are, I think, some of the consequences of a lot of different factors.
Well, all you have to do is look at a stat sheet, and I know that doesn't always tell you the story, but there's quite a bit of difference between your pitching staff and the offense right now. The pitching staff has been pretty strong for you on the mound so far.
Yeah, I think that's obvious. We've had a lot more injuries on the position player side. Our top two catchers have been out for most of the year. We've had to convert an infielder into a catcher, and that's affected some other moves we've had to make on the diamond. Our center fielder busted his wrist the first weekend. He just came back, but he's way, way behind in his development, just getting into bats and playing the game, trying to get him back in shape. And so we've had some injuries on the position player side. I think it's impacted our team offensively. We got out of the blocks pretty good when we were healthy, but we've had a little harder time generating some offense here recently. We've got a lot of young players on the field. And again, that's back to that same problem. You're trying to develop some players, and it takes time. It takes patience, and you're going to see some of the inconsistency that goes on.
We're talking with Minnesota Golden Gopher head baseball coach John Anderson, Hall of Famer in 2008, has been with his alma mater for decades. And one of those players that you did lose, one of those catchers, was supposed to be one of the bright spots in Matt Halloran. Tell us, is he done for the year? What's his status?
Yeah, he's done for the year. He's got an arm injury that he has to rehab. He's not going to require surgery, but it's you have to rest, recovery, and then rebuild his arm back up. And so he's not going to be returning this year. He'll be redshirting, coming back next year. And we think it's an injury that he'll be able to overcome, but it takes time. And so it's not going to be till next year. You can't, it's hard to have a championship team if you're not strong up the middle. And we lost Matt Halloran, a senior, very experienced, hit in the middle of our lineup. And when our center fielder, Danny Modal, went down, I think it changed the middle of the diamond for you and changed some things. We had a third baseman we were high on that hurt his wrist. Joey Bredigan early in the year is having surgery on his wrist. And it's just been multiple things. Dan Olinger had serious shoulder surgery last summer. He's been in and out of the lineup. He's another senior that we expected to carry some of the offense for us. But he's had some trouble with that shoulders at different times, and he's playing through it. But he's had to be in and out of the lineup. We've been able to play him some in the field, some days not. So that changes your lineup. But when you take seniors and older players out of the lineup and they can't play at the level that you believe they can play at because of those factors, then you have some of this, and we have to be careful with how we perceive things and how we look at things, because I don't think we've had the team we expected to have out there, at least in our position players. And then one of our top bullpen guys, Ty McDivitt, went down the second weekend, and he's having Tommy John surgery. So after that, we got a lot of young freshmen. Some of them pitched yesterday, and you saw the result of that. Wasn't too good, and so that changes some things as well.
We've been around the game long enough, Coach, that when injuries always stink, but when it happens to a senior, it seems to me that they take maybe two different directions. Most of these guys, though, the silver lining is they pick up so much, they're almost like an assistant coach, and when they do come back, they're so hungry for that last year, and it actually seems to help them when they move on, whether they want to be a coach, whether they want to go on with their career. Do you think that that's the story with Matt, and is that kind of true in the cases you've seen?
Yeah, you know, after Matt went down, our freshman catcher that we like a lot, he was helping him a great deal, acting as a coach and passing on his knowledge and helping him understand how to call pitches and how to handle the pitching staff and some of those things. And then he suffered an arm injury. We're just getting him back to return to throwing program, Austin Hoffman. And he was doing a nice job for us as a freshman, but he went down, and it's been over a month since he's played back there. So, but Matt was doing that. He was coaching him. His father's a high school coach here in the Twin Cities at Edenbury High School, and so he comes from a coaching background. His dad played for me back in the middle 80s. And so Matt was doing a nice job coaching up Austin and helping some of the younger players on our team. And so he's taken on that role, even though he can't be on the field. He's tried to find ways to help the younger players and try to be a leader on our team.
Couple of minutes left here with Minnesota head coach John Anderson hosting the Huskers for three this weekend, starting at 3:05 on Friday. Coach, when you have the struggles that you guys are having at the plate right now, for whatever the reasons would be, it's different all the time, but does that make you coach differently, do anything differently?
Well, I think you just try to help the kids. You try to help them learn from each at-bat that they have, and have them to figure out how they can maybe do it better the next time and gain information, tweak their approach and plan. So you try to become a teacher, and there's plenty of opportunities to teach and try to help them learn and grow and get better. And that's what we try to do here is just help coach them through it and try to determine what some of their strengths are right now as hitters and try to utilize them in that way. But I think it's more about what comes first, success or confidence. That's the thing you're battling with young players. They got to have some success sometimes before they gain confidence. So you try to put them in situations, you try to help so they can be successful and gain that confidence so they can become more consistent players.
Coach, no secret that Nebraska, even though they've won some games and they're setting okay in the conference with you guys, one of you will stay in the upper half probably depending on what happens this week. They're not hitting for a lot of power. They're not getting a lot of extra base hits. How do you relay that in a scouting report to your pitching staff and the way you set up your defense, I guess?
Well, I think you got to be careful with stats because, you don't know who they played, where they played. You don't understand all the factors that go into that. I think in general, the power in college baseball, as we all know, is way down, so I think you have to be careful how you evaluate that. Has the wind been blowing in? Has it been blowing out? There's so many factors, and you look at numbers, but you have to be careful how you read into them. You know, and I think you set your defense up based on what you think your pitcher is going to do and how you want to defense that particular hitter based on the information that you have. You got to factor in the wind and some of those things on certain days and some of the conditions that you're playing under. But, I think in general, the offense is power in our college game. Even the major league game, they're complaining about the lack of power at that game. So it's at times, you can pinch the infield, and then all of a sudden the guy at bat hits one over your head. So I think it has to be situational, how you play your defense and how you want to play your outfielders. I think you got to be careful not to read too much in the statistics, because I think we don't play all the same people. We don't play in similar ballparks, so it's hard to factor all those things into it just off a stat sheet, in my opinion.
And Coach, tell us a little bit. I mean, you're 3-0 in Big Ten Friday games, or the opening game of the series, and you'll trot out Alec Crawford to get things going for you. Just talk about his season so far and how important it is to get that Friday win anytime you're playing in a conference series.
Well, he's a senior. He's a competitive young man. He goes out there, he'll compete. He's a three-pitch guy, and he's got experience, and he prepares very, very well for a start each week. And I think when he's on the mound, he gives the kids some confidence, the younger players, and they battle for him. So, you know, he's a senior. He's got a lot of baseball behind him and knows how to pitch, and he's a competitive guy, and he's shown the ability to make pitches when he's had to and give us a chance on Fridays. And so I think that's the key right there. And we've had Dalton Sawyer out of the bullpen back him up and be able to finish some games. So between the two of those, they've done a nice job for us on Fridays, and our kids have competed and battled and found a way to score enough runs to give us a chance.
Now, Coach, we've got a USHL hockey team down here, but we've shipped a few kids up to Minnesota, like your goaltender in Wilcox. What's the campus like as they're ready for the Frozen Four today?
Well, you know, this is hockey country here, and it's a big part of our culture here in Minnesota. And so people are excited here. You know, they have a tremendous following, a very, very storied and successful hockey program. And now they're back. Now they have a Big Ten conference in hockey. So it's exciting. We're all looking forward to it. We've all grown up around the game, played the game, been a part of the game. And so I think you have a state here that is going to be tuning in and is excited about the opportunity to win another national championship.
Well, it should be some fun this weekend. Coach, always appreciate you giving us some time here on the Doug and Daddy Show in Nebraska, and best of luck to you throughout the rest of the season. Thanks for the time.
Okay, Doug, thank you.
Take care. That's the head coach, Hall of Famer John Anderson, the head coach of the Minnesota Golden Gophers. Right now they're sitting 5-4 in the conference. This will be an interesting, I think a very interesting series for Nebraska this weekend as they get ready to take on Minnesota, because then they get to come back home. They get Kansas State again next Tuesday. They've actually scheduled a game with UNO, and then Northwestern rolls in. Then Michigan will be on the road. Penn State is the surprise right now in the conference, and they're coming up 3 weeks down the road for Nebraska, but they still got some tough series. And where Nebraska is right now, Indiana leads the league at 8-1. Illinois is 5-1, and Nebraska plays them the last series of the year. Penn State is third in the league at 4-1 right now, and that's also a home series for Nebraska. So Nebraska-Minnesota, the Huskers are 4-2, sitting in fourth, and Minnesota's 5-4. That's nine games, as much as anybody's played in the conference, and they are in fifth. So their bye week, so to speak, for conferences is still to come. And they are really going to throw out a great pitcher in Crawford on Friday. And again, you can hear the games on 1230 AM KHAS. So if Nebraska somehow scratches out that win on Friday, then you look at what's going on Saturday, where Nebraska would have a definite advantage in this ball game. They'll trot out Jordan Jess. His ERA isn't bad, 4.78, but he is 0-5 on the mound, and Christian DeLeon will go out. Of course, Nebraska is sending out their three starting pitchers, Chance Sinclair Friday, DeLeon Saturday, and Aaron Bummer Sunday, all coming off complete game victories against Ohio State. So should be plenty in the tank, but you hardly ever see collegiate pitchers that go the distance. And off great performances last weekend, can they do the same thing on the road in Minnesota this weekend? We will find out. We'll also take a look at the leaderboard again at the Masters, and we've got a lot more coming up. So stay with us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Johnson Law.
There's a saying that the best time to plant a tree is yesterday. Hey, Central Nebraska, this is Greg Sharp. You can't turn back the clock, so don't wait. Go green with Johnson Lawn and Landscape. Johnson's team of designers will meet your needs and exceed your expectations, whether residential or commercial, with a vast array of landscaping options. Stay ahead of the clock. Call Johnson Lawn and Landscape now or on the web at johnsonlandscape.net.
Johnson Lawn and Landscape, going green with the best. Come on.
Hi, this is Jeremy from HK Sports Bar and Grill. Or you can call it Hastings Kino, you can call it plain Kino. My point is this, we aren't just your daddy's Kino parlor anymore. We're a new restaurant. I mean, the building's in the same place, but it's a new restaurant. The faces are different, the menu is different, atmosphere is different, everything's different. It is a new restaurant. If you haven't been here lately, you haven't been here.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Gary Michaels Clothiers, downtown Hastings, and now open on the bricks in downtown Kearney, is celebrating spring with an early bird special. Spring is here, just in time for Easter, graduations, and weddings. Purchase any suit or sport coat and pant combo and receive an Enro cotton blended dress shirt, a necktie, and a pair of socks absolutely free. Update your wardrobe and receive a free shirt, tie, and sock. Shop Gary Michaels Clothiers, downtown Hastings, and downtown Kearney, open late Thursday and Saturday until 4.
Hi, it's the Herd. Spring is here. Now's the time to celebrate. Birthdays, anniversaries, Easter, with a bright, beautiful seasonal bouquet from 1-800-Flowers.com. Best quality, best value, trust 1-800-Flowers.com. And when it comes to spring flowers, everybody thinks of tulips. But 1-800-Flowers.com has an abundant bouquet of tulips perfect for this time of the year. It's called the Spring Tulip Bouquet. Full, vibrant bouquet of 30 multicolored tulips. I already have it at home. Gorgeous. Limited time. 1-800-Flowers.com's got a very special offer. Order 30 tulips, and it'll come with a free box of chocolates. That's over $25 off the regular price. Order it now. 1-800-Flowers.com, from your desktop or your mobile device. Click on the radio mic upper right side and enter Colin. That's 1-800-Flowers.com. Enter Colin. Or call 1-800-Flowers and mention my first name. Spring, hallelujah, is finally here.
A mix of clouds and sunshine develops across the area today. May even see an isolated sprinkle on some spots early. Otherwise, look for a high at about 68 with north winds 10 to 20. Tonight, we'll see a chance for isolated showers at the low at 42. Right now, it's 54.
Doug and Daddy's show. Time for our Midtown Barn Cooler question, then we will update the Masters leaderboard. Midtown Barn of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. Stop by and pick up all the snacks and beverages you need to kick back, relax, and watch not only the Masters, the Frozen Four, all of your favorite sporting events. And we asked you yesterday who will win the Masters. Half of you took the field. We gave you four choices. Half of you took the field. 25% took Phil Mickelson, 17% Matt Kuchar, 8% Adam Scott. Today we ask you, there's been a different winner in 19 of the last 21 majors. Only Phil Mickelson and Rory McIlroy since 2007 have won more than one major tournament. Will there be a new winner at the Masters? Vote at ESPNSuperstation.com. ESPNSuperstation.com. I mean, the odds are yes. I mean, even if you say Jason Day, then the answer there is yes. You know, then you got a new guy. Miguel Angel Jimenez shoots 4-under on the front today. Throws down a 32. He is the leader at the Masters. I have rooted for this guy forever. And yes, part of it is the persona and the cigar and the ponytail. It's just the way he carries himself. He's just one of the guys that you can root for. He is at 4-under. Jonas Blixt is 3-under as he plays the last. A chance to post the under par round. Kevin Stadler is your clubhouse leader at 2-under par as he is in. Kind of thought he'd have a chance. I just don't think he's – I think he's going to play okay, but you got to avoid the bad round. And he could shoot 70 every day and take 8-under. Probably would take that and see what would happen. But we'll see what happens. Freddie Couples off to a good start, 2-under through 10. Steve Stricker and Bill Haas, 2-under on the front nine. Adam Scott and Rory McIlroy are 2-under par through 6 and 7 holes. Brant Snedeker is 2-under through 8. So there was some trouble scoring earlier. But I think, as you see, and they said everything, but, well, the better players are still to come. The better players are still to come. The better players are still to come. Well, I think you're starting to see a little bit of that right now. Webb Simpson had to suffer through a double bogey, but he's still 1-under through 10 holes at this point. Then you have to go to the bottom of the page and see who's struggling as far as players that normally, I mean, you've got your defending champions like Craig Stadler, Ben Crenshaw, they're towards the bottom. But Angel Cabrera and Zach Johnson are struggling right now. Cabrera 6-over through 11, Zach Johnson 4-over on the front nine. And then you've got Martin Keimer 3-over through 14, and that's about it. Ian Poulter, 2-over through 11. They always think that he plays the course so well. It's not going so well for him right here. Jim Furyk, 2-over through 7. But really, some of the names that are supposed to be current and good and in the top of the world rankings are doing okay right now outside of maybe Zach Johnson. You've got Kuchar and Oosthuizen just about ready to tee off, and then the Dustin Johnson will get going at noon with Jason Day, Bubba Watson, Sergio Garcia there at 12:15, and then later Keegan Bradley, Phil Mickelson, Justin Rose, Lee Westwood all coming up, and they'll get a majority of that coverage here on our Masters coverage every day, 1 o'clock on ESPN Radio. We've even got NBA basketball after the Masters tonight. Who we got today, Jeffrey? It's the Spurs?
Spurs and Rockets, I believe.
Wow. You're going to go to Texas going to go to Texas. Former UNLV basketball coach Jerry Tarkanian has been admitted to a Las Vegas hospital after relatives say he was feeling weak and having trouble breathing. The 83-year-old was struggling to keep his eyes open when he was taken to the hospital last night, according to his son. The elder Tarkanian remained sedated at the hospital this morning while doctors tried to determine what was behind his ailments. Tarkanian was inducted into the Hall of Fame last year. He took three schools to the NCAA tournament, won it all. In 1990, 784 career wins, 509 of those were at UNLV. Back here with you in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, rolling through the remainder of the show here today. A couple of, this is what is problem with the Twitter world and social media. We're into this point now where all these college basketball players are declaring for the draft or not declaring for the draft, and then there's a couple of players out there today say, I haven't made any decisions. In Nick Stauskas, we've got a conflicting report there from ESPN. A source says that he did, and then another source says that he didn't. That usually means he's gonna. Michigan's top player averaged 17 points this past season. Kansas freshman Joel Embiid did announce that he is going to the NBA draft. Says his back is fine. Of course, that forced him to miss the Big 12 tournament and the NCAA tournament for Kansas, who was knocked out in the second round by Stanford. Josh Hamilton, as you may know, out for 6 to 8 weeks after tearing up a thumb ligament, sliding into first, quit it. Just quit sliding into first. The only way and only time you should slide into the first when you're not diving back to the bag, I mean you're trying to beat out an infield single, is if the throw is going to be right in your line. I mean, you're running down the line, and the throw is that you got to get down to avoid the major collision. So there you go. We talked about Nebraska bringing home a couple of more of in-state Omaha kids to their recruiting class and the spring game coming up on Saturday. Loper Luncheon just about ready to get underway at the Kearney Country Club. So if you're jumping in your vehicle thinking about lunch, don't forget you can go listen to the Loper coaches at the Kearney Country Club. They'll get started speaking here in 6-8 minutes, and lunch is served there as well. Nebraska softball team, they beat Northern Iowa last night by a score of 4-0, and they will be in action at home against Iowa this weekend. Also, the latest soccer rankings are out. We'll go with the Lincoln Journal Star today. Class A boys, Kearney is 6th. Class B boys, Lexington 6th, Hastings 7th. Class A girls, Kearney falls out of the rankings. They are listed as a contender, though. And the Class B girls, Hastings, sets at number 9 today. The Heartland Athletic Conference soccer tournament gets underway in Lincoln on the boys' side. Grand Island has won at 3 of the last 4 seasons, but they are just the number 7 seed. They'll play Lincoln North Star today at 5:15, and Grand Island girls also play at 5:15 as they take on Lincoln East, with action continuing tonight and tomorrow. Also, Grand Island Northwest and Central Catholic boys soccer teams will be playing today. In football, this is the day that Cozad's Jake Paulson and Omaha North's Calvin Strong will travel to the Ralston Arena for the Johnny the Jet Rogers Over the Top Award. It's part of the Jet Legacy Banquet tonight. Proceeds go to the Johnny Rogers Career and Technical Education Scholarship. And congratulations to those two young men. Stanford's Ty Montgomery is the nation's top return specialist, and he will receive the Johnny the Jet Rogers Award. The Jet Legacy Award goes to former Husker and Omaha West Side alum in Pat Fisher. And they are underway in Cleveland, Ohio for the NCAA National Bowling Championships. 8 teams going through qualifying this morning. Then double elimination tournament action Friday and Saturday culminates with ESPNU's coverage of the championship match at 7 o'clock. Nebraska head coach Bill Straub returned to his position for the tournament after spending the last 2 months recuperating from successful heart surgery. With his return, Straub says he'll try not to get in the way of what assistant coach Paul Klempa has been doing. The Huskers have not competed since their fourth place finish back on March 9th down in Nashville. So we'll see how things go. If Nebraska bowling can do well, Arkansas State, Central Missouri, Maryland Eastern Shore, Farley Dickinson, Vanderbilt, Sam Houston State, and Wisconsin Whitewater will be competing. I'm sure that UNK Athletic Director Paul Plinsky running around rooting for Whitewater's bowling team today. In hockey, we mentioned the Frozen Four. This afternoon at 4 o'clock, the first game is Boston College against Union of New York, and then at 7:30, Minnesota against North Dakota. Three former Storm players will be on the ice today, as we mentioned, with baseball coach John Anderson up from Minnesota. Their goaltender, Adam Wilcox, was a former Storm player. Forward Michael Vecchione is with Union College, and forward Andrew Panzarella is with North Dakota. The semifinal games are being televised by ESPN2 with the championship Saturday night at 6:30. And the United States Hockey League has formally approved the expansion club to Bloomington. So in the USHL, two new teams next year, the Bloomington Thunder and the Madison Capitals out of Wisconsin. A full conference alignment for the USHL that includes the new teams will be determined and released when the regular season schedule is finalized this summer. Both clubs will, of course, participate in the upcoming USHL draft, which takes place just after the 1st of May. And the Nebraska School Activities Association is having one of their monthly board of control meetings today. It was thought that they may decide the future of high school wrestling. It has already been in Omaha for 9 years. That is hard to believe that it has been in Omaha for 9 years after being at the Devaney Center in Lincoln for so long. And Ron Higdon told the Lincoln Journal-Star that there will be no decision made on the location of future state wrestling meets until their May meeting, which is on the 24th. And, of course, coincidentally, that would be right around state track time. And where's that? Yeah, that would be Omaha. He says discussions on statewide representation for all championships will help explain the direction of host sites for the future, but there will be nothing specific to the state wrestling meet that has been held in Omaha the past 9 years. The board was to hear proposals today. Higdon says it's been kind of fast and furious. Our winter championship season was pretty hectic. He said the board will be given highlights of data collected on the sites, and it sounds like it's only Omaha and Lincoln right now, with more information to follow in May when the final decision could be made. Higdon said proposals for the dual wrestling championships, which were held in Kearney this year, are completed. So that looks good from that location. So we'll find out about state wrestling at least a month from now. Folks, on a beautiful day like this, time to get out. If you're thinking about maybe getting your car worked on, maybe you need something done, get her cleaned up, take her out to your Midway Auto dealerships, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Hopefully winter is behind us, and the bumps and bruises and thumping that maybe your car, truck, van, SUV have taken can all be worked on and fixed at your Midway Auto dealership. Go to thinkmidway.com. You've always got some great specials. Follow on Facebook. Every once in a while, there's a little special just for their Facebook friends, and they are always there for you. And if you are in the market for a new or pre-owned vehicle, check out the over 500 vehicles that they currently have on the lot, or see their inventory online at thinkmidway.com. Midway, it's a better way. Midway, Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Midway, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Finishing up the show, one more look at the leaderboard at this time at the Masters, and then don't forget live coverage at 1 o'clock this afternoon right here on ESPN Radio. Miguel Angel Jimenez is 4-under through 10. Steve Stricker, 3-under through 10. Brant Snedeker, 3-under through 9. Adam Scott, your defending champion, 3-under through 8. In the clubhouse at 2-under par, Jonas Blixt and Kevin Stadler. Blixt did have it to 4-under at one point. So there are some of your scores. And again, on the other side of things, Angel Cabrera and Zach Johnson not off to good starts today at the Masters. As we always have the television on in the background, ESPN is doing their top 10 Masters moments, and you already know what I see now. See, they're wrong. I don't know what they're doing here. I didn't get to see all 10 of them. Their number one moment is Tiger Woods' chip in for birdie. I hope these are the top 10 moments of the last 10 years, because Jack Nicklaus's putt in 86 trumps Tiger Woods' chip in on the 16th. So that's just my vote.
Where's Bubba's shot in your rankings?
Like I said, I didn't even see how they ranked all the 10, because they put Phil Mickelson's shot out of the pine straw on 13, which eventually led to his last championship at number 2. And they showed Schwartzel. This had to have been of the last 10 years. So I don't know if they put Bubba on there or not. Bubba making the putt. I mean, yeah, that's a great, great hook around there, but you got to finish it by making the putt, because even if he just puts it on the front of green, he gets up and down, they move on. That was just a freak of nature. That's all that is. It's a freak of nature. Well, that shot that Bubba Watson hit. I mean, again, it's a shot I can hit. I just don't know when. And Bubba did it when he wanted to. So there you go. The Masters this afternoon at 1 o'clock. Tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show, we'll be talking with Steve Sippel of the Lincoln Journal-Star, taking a look at what Nebraska did this spring and some of the new things that Bo Pelini has done, some of the different things they'll do at the spring game, and what we'll be looking for in the spring game on Saturday. Also got a couple of other guests kind of on the hook here. We will see how that works out for tomorrow. We can tell you that Monday, Hastings College football coach Tony Harper will join us as they wrap up spring ball. We'll also talk with Roger Matheson, Kearney High track coach, about his induction into the Hall of Fame and the track season. The Kearney High invite, by the way, is set for tomorrow up at, well, where else? Kearney High. We do want to thank our guest today, Damon Day, UNK Baseball, John Anderson, head baseball coach at Minnesota, and the head coach of the Nebraska Danger, Mike Davis. They're home again on Saturday for joining us. Enjoy the Masters, enjoy the Frozen Four, and we will be back tomorrow. Jimmy Langan will be my co-host here on the Dung and Daddy Show.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Dung and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.